All week long, Krista made you laugh. Now hear it again.
Here we go.
All of the calories, none of the guilt. Welcome to the Krista Mornings Podcast on 93.1 Jams. It's relationship rehab, other people's problems, your advice. Call 321-0931 to help.
All right, this morning we have an email from Annabelle, who's in a situation, needs our help, and that's why we ask you to give us a call so you can give her some advice at 321-0931. Here we go. Here's her email. Hey, Krista. So I moved here from Tennessee with my boyfriend last summer, and our relationship has fallen apart recently, and he says he wants to work it out, but he doesn't really show any change. So I went home for Christmas and I met this guy and I really, really like him. And we've been talking every day and he actually wants me to move back home. However, I'm here for school and I'll be done next summer. I'm not sure if I want to move back home or not. I mean, I don't really know him. What do you think? Should I leave my comfort zone and take a leap of faith? Or do you think I should stay in Madison and work on my relationship, Annabelle? Again, Annabelle moved here from Tennessee with her boyfriend, although things aren't going very well with him. She went home for Christmas, met another dude, likes him. He wants her to move back. But should she stay here or should she take a leap and see what that's all about? I don't know. There's a lot of things going on right there. I mean, you're going to school here too, love. I definitely want you to finish that out. But we want to hear from you. Good morning, Jeannie. What do you think, honey?
Good morning. So absolutely not, under any circumstances, should you uproot your life for a man.
Mm-hmm.
Unless he's going to buy you a house, put you in it, and, you know, basically plan a future with you. Like, no, take care of yourself, finish school, and trust me, from experience, I've done it, and it didn't work out, and, you know, no, I'll never do it again.
Absolutely. I love that advice, especially because, you know what? I agree with you. You should never give up your life for a man. Although it is kind of hard, though. I do know people do say I'm married, but they're like, listen, it's really hard to find someone. And when you do, like, I have to do it because it's so hard to find someone. Are you with someone or are you not with it? Yeah.
I'm with someone, but you know, if a man really wants you and he really wants, you know, to take this leap of faith with you,
yeah,
then he'll move towards you. Like, why should you uproot your life for him? Let him come to you.
That's right, girl. Oh, thank you so much, honey. I appreciate you calling.
No problem. Thank you.
All right, love. Be safe. Bye-bye. Like it on that. Good morning, Nadia. What do you think, honey?
I don't think she should do it. I have done it when I was actually having a child and I left for a man. And that was, like, the biggest regret of my life. Like, just do you. Yeah. And if he can prove to you it's worth moving, then do it. But don't do it anytime soon unless you, like, know gut feeling-wise it is worth it.
And here's the other thing, you know, Annabelle is, you know, still kind of in a relationship with her boyfriend, even though things aren't going well. What do you think about that? Do you think she should continue? Because now she has feelings for another guy.
That's where she should make the ultimate decision because I've been in that situation where I was dating a guy and had feelings for another guy, and I started questioning, is this, like, this is not healthy. This is something that's going to, like, hurt me.
Yeah.
So she should figure out what she should do first before trying to get feelings for this other guy even stronger.
Absolutely.
So she can either be open with the guy that she's with and be like, hey, I have feelings for another guy. This relationship is not going well. Like, communicate. Or just end it, because you don't want to be in a relationship where the other person is, like, looking at someone else and they think that it's all on you.
Yeah.
And they don't communicate. So that's the best thing she should do, is start communicating before she jumps into something different.
Woo, girl, I like it. I appreciate it. And I like the fact that it sounds like you're on a motorcycle. Good morning, Tara. What do you think?
Hi, good morning.
Hi, honey.
If you're here for school, I think that you should just live your life and you should do you. If it doesn't make sense for you to still be with your boyfriend that you moved here with, then maybe end that relationship. But I would continue doing school. This other guy, you know, if you're doing your life and he shows up in it, then great. But I don't think that you should sacrifice any great opportunities for someone else.
Absolutely. You know, and again, education is key. And that's the one thing that she knows she'll have. She worked really hard and no one can take that away from her. And then, you know, she would be taking a chance of, you know, going back home. And I don't know, because she actually doesn't really know him. Let's be honest. You don't really know someone.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, if she thinks that he's the one, then, you know, there's something there. I think there's a conversation to be had between the two of them. But otherwise, I think that she should continue her education and try the journey out in Wisconsin to kind of see how things are going. And then if her heart tells her that she has to leave and she has to go back home, then she should follow that. But ultimately, it's what she wants and not what another person wants.
And then what do you think, real quickly, with her boyfriend that she moved here with? They haven't been working out. He wants to work it out, but she said he's not showing any change. Should she just drop him and then continue to talk to this other guy?
Again, I think that's a conversation that she needs to have with herself
as
well to figure out what she really wants.
Yeah, I think that's good. It's a hard thing you have to do, but to be honest with what you really want and, you know, go ahead with your feelings and stick to your gut is definitely something you have to do. So I appreciate you calling, girl.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, Tara, take care, honey. Thank you very much. Good morning. Is this Terry?
It is.
Hi, love. What do you think?
Well, first off, education, always.
Yes.
But secondly, if you're graduating next summer, why don't you take that 6 months, see if there's something with the new guy, continue talking to him, and at the same time, finish out the relationship you're in, because you should never start a new relationship while in a relationship.
Yes.
Take
That's
that 6 months
call.
To mm-hmm. yourself, figure out if he's the one, and then if you want to move back home, fantastic. But why give up on yourself?
Yeah, very good. Well, I really appreciate your calling. I'm sure she is feeling all the love right now, especially with the ladies calling in and saying, and we all agree, hey, girl, do your education first, number one.
Absolutely. So, yourself before anybody else.
Yes, honey. Thank you so much, Terry. Be safe out there.
Have a great day.
All right, love. Thank you very much. All right, Annabelle, I hope that helped out. We really appreciate you emailing us, and we wish you the best of luck. It's Krista Mornings on 93.1 Jams.
Wake up! That's exactly what I intend to do.
Krista, mornings on 93.1 Jams. Does life ever get you down? Well, just remember it could always get worse. You could always be one of these people.
At least you're not.
All right, get ready, because at least you're not these morons who got caught trying to get away with crime, Aaron.
They're so bad at it, but at least it's entertaining for us.
I like it. Here you go. At least you're not a 39-year-old guy named Michael Lester from Winter Haven, Florida. He was driving on New Year's Eve when he called 911 to report a drunk driver, which happened to be himself.
Oh.
That's right.
Okay.
Michael called 911 and told the dispatcher, quote, "I'm just drunk driving and I wanted to call the cops to get, you know, to get him." He said he was too drunk to know where he was, and he'd been driving around all night trying to get pulled over. But apparently he got bored with it, with waiting, so he moved to the process. He just moved it along. The dispatcher managed to keep him on the phone even when he told her, or it should be him, he wanted to go get something to eat and that he was driving on the wrong side of the road, and she also got him to pull over as well. The cops eventually tracked him down and told him that he'd been drinking beer and taking meth. Wow, he was charged with a DUI.
Not shocking. He's just like, hey, I'm drunk driving. Can you come get me?
Happy New Year. Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
At least you're not.
All right, at least you're not a 21-year-old girl named Olivia Sari and her 21-year-old boyfriend named Nicholas Larson from Tampa, Florida. They went to Erie, Pennsylvania over the holidays.
Okay.
And when they were flying back earlier this month, they got busted for checking their good old cat.
Okay, what do you mean by that?
Literally, like, that's a pre-thing that you do. Like, they literally jammed their cat in their suitcase. That's not cool, dude.
That's not cool at all.
Not cool.
I'm angry over here.
I know, I'm
peeved.
I'm peeved, too. It must have worked on the way there, but of course, it didn't work on the way back because the TSA says the bag triggered an alert. And when they opened it, they found the little kitty inside. No food, no water, and this will really peeve you off, and no air. That's not cool. Get their asses to jail, right?
Yeah.
The cat was turned over to the Humane Society, and Olivia and Nicholas were both facing charges for transporting animals in a cruel manner.
I will take that cat. I will take him, and I will give him all the food, air, and water he wants.
Let's go find him.
Krista, mornings on 93.1 Jams.